mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two of this live Thursday edition. The 18th day of November, 04. We've launched a new website. It's arnoldexposed.com. Rally to the call to defend the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. Stand up against Arnold Schwarzenegger, who says he's dreamed of being a dictator and who's got all these heavy hitters pushing so he can become El Presidente. Go get our press release off of arnoldexposed.com and get it out to all of the media. Get it out to everybody. 80%+ of the American people in polls, in one poll, 98.2%, are against him being able to be president, but the media doesn't care. It has been a month-long love fest. His campaign, former top campaign people, have launched this Amend for Arnold thing. They have been all over television. How about the American people get equal time? How about we get to stand up and say no? Now, I haven't asked for donations in 5 years since we built a memorial church for all those that died at Waco, including the police. And we're asking for donations now so we can at least run some limited radio and TV ads in Texas and in California is where I think I'll do it, maybe in D.C. And, of course, the whole point of this is they run their TV ads with their millions of dollars, and then the media picks up on it and runs the ads for free in the news pieces. Well, ask them, hey, here's a group of citizens that are against it. In the next few days, we're putting a petition up there. You can join the organization. We've got a PayPal up there. Give $5, $10, $20, $100. We're going to have a $1,000 radio spot contest for the best 30 or 60-second radio spot exposing Arnold and defending Article 2, Clause 5 of the Constitution. A $2,000 prize for the best TV ad. It can be a flash animation, whatever, 30 or 60 seconds long. It's got our phone number and website at the end of it. I'm dead serious about this. I know a threat when I see one. I told you Arnold be your governor long before he even announced, and then people said, oh, it's a joke, he'll lose, and I said, no, he won't. And they're moving to amend the Constitution at breakneck speeds. So arnoldexposed.com, and we're getting the press releases up there right now, and all the information and the background and the sites are going to be growing and growing and growing, and the power of the people getting this and getting it out to everyone is unstoppable. So please, 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 take action now and get out this information to everybody. The power of millions of my listeners, hundreds of thousands that are web active, emailing your local, whether you're in West Virginia or Texas or California, emailing it to your local AP office, calling them, saying, give these guys a call. This is a group of citizens against what's happening. You know, you're giving Arnold's campaign people who now set this up a chance to do all this. Dana Rohrabacher, the congressman, says, quote, the Republican leadership wants him to run for president in 08 when Bush is done. We've got all that on the site. I mean, this is out in the open. You heard Tom Tancredo. This is how Karl Rove operates. They admit Karl Rove's behind Schwarzenegger. Whether it's amnesty or any of this, they go and push for it and then claim Schwarzenegger or Bush isn't behind it when they're openly pushing it. Arnold has said he wants to amend it. He said he's for it. He says he wants to be president. But, oh, he's not worried about that right now. But he's on wall-to-wall TV having it promoted. With Rohrabacher and Leno and Hatch and McCain and Kennedy, all of them from both aisles pushing this pell-mell. ArnoldExposed.com. Email it to USA Today. Email it to Drudge. Email our site to everybody. Pick 10 or 15 targets, email them, call them, call into talk radio shows. We have got to fight this now. We've got to knock down this trial balloon. You heard the congressman last hour, Tancredo, it's clearly a trial balloon. We got to shoot this thing down now. We got to go in politically in the info war and politically shoot this thing down. We have got to defeat it now before it gets off the ground. Tons of news, your calls when we get back. Stay with me.
Wow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
At our new website for Americans Against Arnold, arnoldexposed.com, arnoldexposed.com, our press release that we want you to send out is under media. There on the buttons. Send it out to everybody. Or the press release is on the main page of prisonplanet.tv. Go and grab the press release at arnoldexposed.com out of the media section, and also get the articles we put together full of hyperlinks detailing how he screams the N-word at black people, how all the groping, how he admires Hitler, how he campaigns for known Nazis, the illegal drug use, the orgies. It's all in our Arnold sections. You've got to get this out to everybody. The mere fact they're pushing it on us is humiliating. Imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger in control of the nuclear football as president, a guy who says he dreams of being a dictator. ArnoldExposed.com, media section. I want to commend my wife, Violet Jones, of InfoWars.com, and, of course, ArnoldExposed.com for really busting her tail the last 2 days to get this up and going. And, of course, the rest of my staff, Paul Watson, on this. And I'm begging you, the listeners, to get involved and push this to the limit. Email it to Drudge and say, Drudge, you know, you put all this stuff about Arnold, and you've been promoting, you've been showing news articles about how it's being promoted. Will you talk about the American people who are 80-plus percent against this? Will you talk about a move against it? Will you at least talk about it? You know, Drudge, you're the one that's broke the news about him doing all this to black people that Arnold's never challenged. I mean, think about anybody else who could become a governor after it's admitted that they ran around screaming, down with blacks, down with N-words. I mean, it's incredible. I'd get in trouble just repeating what he said on air. It's unbelievable. Help us do this. Let's go to calls. Who's up first here? Paul in Ohio. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Boy, this Schwarzenegger thing really gets me. And I agree with you 100% that we do have to get the word out, not only about Schwarzenegger, but of all the other threats that are confronting this country. On your yesterday's show, there was a guy that asked how he could make a difference, how he can get the word out, you know, for the average person. And I'll tell you, I you know, you have a lot of good tapes out there, and they can be taken to your local cable television channels and put out. They can be donated to libraries. People can write editorials, things like this. I conduct an online forum out here in northeastern Ohio. I have 18,000 readers. It's taken me 6 years to do it. And I'll tell you, we're always quoting you. We're putting your links on it. We're waking people up out here. I had a lot of doubts when I first started this, but during the last year, especially during this presidential election, people are really waking up. And I got to ask you, how can we get a copyright release from you to air your tapes on the local cable channels? And before you let me go, I do have one other thing, too.
Well, on the end of the takeover video, I say, on video, you're authorized to air these on television, on Access Television, for nonprofit educational purposes.
Okay, so that'll cover their legal
thing. And we have it on the website. We need to get a scannable copy of a signed letter for myself authorizing everybody. Just write a letter up. I authorize you to write the letter. Alex Jones has given blah, blah, John Doe permission to air said video on cable channel, whatever, on cable channel system for nonprofit educational purposes on Access Television, and sign my name.
Oh, great.
There you go. There's your authorization.
Yeah, that sounds great.
You're only authorized to sign my name for that.
Okay, Alex. That's great, because right out here, the system that's out here, there's a potential of about 500 million viewers. 500 million viewers.
500 million? There's 290 million.
I mean 500,000. I'm sorry. 500,000 viewers in this area. One other thing. Voter fraud here in the Cleveland, Ohio area. I sent you a link to the official Cuyahoga County Board of Elections site. We found, and it's their own statistics, 60,000 more voters than there are registered voters. The 60,000 more votes.
Look, it's admitted that Ohio was stolen, and I'm not a supporter of Kerry. I'm just stating the facts. He won in Ohio and didn't contest and took a dive, and that's the story, that he took a dive like a boxer taking a dive, or he held his horse back like a corrupt jockey in a horse race. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
God bless you, sir. And if you want to support us, we're going to spend every dime. We're going to spend my own money as the $2,000 reward. We're going to produce our own TV commercial, but we're also going to have a net commercial for the 60 or 30-second TV spot. And that winner will be announced January 1st. The cutoff date will be, say, January 20th or December 20th. And $1,000 for a 30 or 60 second radio spot. And the rules are there at arnoldexposed.com. I'm going to spend my money on that, not the contributions that come in. I've only asked for money one other time to build a memorial church at Waco for those that died. And in that case, I gave thousands of dollars of my own money. We directed the contributions to Lowe's, to Home Depot, what we needed every day in the months it took to build the memorial church with volunteers. So we never even touched the money. We had to raise $8,000 to a bank account for the trusses, because you can't buy the trusses, you know, the steepled part of the building from a hardware store. People drove in the supplies. 100% of the money went to it, over $120,000. 100% of the money that comes in to ArnoldExposed.com, those that join us in Americans Against Arnold, 100% will be sent to upkeep of the website and radio and TV ads. You can buy TV ads really cheap on cable. First place I'm going to run them is here in Austin. I'm going to run them on local radio in Austin in the next few weeks. That'll happen. And then if we get enough money, I'm going to run them in Sacramento and L.A., and I'm going to run them in Washington, D.C., and, you know, if the money doesn't come in, I'll just spend my little bit of money to do it. I'll go broke. I'm doing this. I need your support. The PayPal account's there. Go and give as much as you can, $50, $100, $5, whatever. We're going to do this. You know, I've had Gun Owners of America on, Paragon Foundation, 50, 60 other groups, and I've raised money for them, and I'm asking you to do this for us. So much hinges on this. I mean, if they can get this constitutional amendment going, which they are confident they can, and Rohrabacher says the Republican leadership is behind him in 08, they're going to run him against somebody like Hillary, so conservatives will get behind Arnold. We have got to stop this now, because then you're going to have a choice between Hillary and Arnold. If we can shoot this down now politically, they won't be able to get Hillary or Arnold in. Now, I can see their plan clear as day, what they're doing. Totally transparent. Help us defeat this usurper, this Auslander. Get out of our country. Leave. You make me sick. Let's go ahead and who's up next? Demetrius in Wisconsin. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Thank God for your program. You know, I went about Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, when the first Terminator movie came out, I would believe there's a subliminal message in that movie because I had an epiphany then. That he was not only going to become the governor of California, but he was going to be just like they did Reagan. They're going to take him straight to the governorship, straight up to the presidency. And I've seen in those evil depicted scenes with these robot drone crafts killing in midnight darkness, shooting and destroying people, I saw this man being the president, and he was doing exactly what was going on in that movie.
And the reason we know they've got such big plans for him is he can openly, in front of thousands of people, and I'm not saying this because you sound like you're black,
right,
said,
I am. I'm black.
Yeah, down with blacks, you're a bunch of, you want to say the word?
Right. Oh, well, niggers.
He said it over and over again until people started leaving.
You know, hey, well, you know, what I've seen is that his Nazi fascist ways, right, that was depicted in that movie, and also Total Recall, between those two, it's clear to me there is a subliminal message in that.
Well, forget subliminal. In the 95 movie or 96 movie, Demolition Man,
right.
They openly say he's going to be president, and he's always said he wants to be president.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's part of the invisible empire that I heard a Klansman say about 10 years ago, that which is the Fourth Reich. And he in a part of this same campaign that to get him into the presidency, I believe is going to actually happen, and because they got control of the vote, because these Diabo, so-called computer controlled vote count machines, and they got the control of the media basically, and they got people brains warped and folks can't see, and they don't realize that there is a fascist regime that's basically just taking power. And somehow, if the congressman is right for his amendment, then they might do it through martial law plan somehow to usher him into leadership.
Well, I mean, the guy went to Austria to campaign for Kurt Waldheim, mm-hmm. when it was openly known he was a top Nazi. He said, "I don't care if he's a Nazi."
Right. Oh yeah, for sure. I've seen in the movie Terminator that he was full fledged Third Reich, Fourth Reich Nazi.
Believable. As playing an evil, dangerous character,
yeah.
Because he just radiates it.
Yeah, that's his nature. He's every bit of it. He's almost like a comic book character in the fact that he's all with the cloning and everything else. You know, if they could put a chip in his head and actually reclone him.
Here's another thing. You know, he's in this movie, The Sixth Day, where they got these clones,
right.
And then he's all for the cloning and the baby parts.
Exactly.
And it's insane.
Exactly. He's everything that the Nazis are about, eugenics, genocide, and all of that. And he's looked like their man, that they won't, that actually it's like the Antichrist beast creature that goes across this nation and this world, destroying anything that's not going to line up with the beast system.
The elite is in love with him. And then you read his quotes about, "I always look down on little people. I want to be powerful. I want to be a dictator. I want to be worshipped. I admire Hitler."
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he truly is an admirer of Hitler. And he believed that he's Hitler number two. And he has the actual right to lead up this world, you know, on the real side. And that's what I...
Well, I hope you'll go to ArnoldExposed.com, and I hope you'll donate.
Oh, sir, I certainly will. Thank you for your program, team.
God bless you, Dimitri. We'll be back with more of your calls as we go up against the Beast Man, Arnold Schwarzenegger, son of an SS officer, to be your president.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to 4 separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of us taking action, whether it's against the national ID card or the end of the borders, or unstoppable with God's help, or standing against Arnold Schwarzenegger and George Shultz and Senator Ted Kennedy and Senator Hatch and all of them that are behind him, whether it's Kennedy or Hatch or McCain, all these people behind him, they're all for total open borders, Pan-American Union. And how dare them support Arnold Schwarzenegger and promote him for the presidency? And again, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher has said the Republican leadership wants him to run in 08 when Bush is, quote, done. That was on the November 3rd San Jose Mercury News. So there's no debate about this. And our press release documents all of this. Go to arnoldexposed.com. Click on the media button. There's the press release. Email it out. Fax it out to everyone. And just over the day, we're going to add even more to the site. I mean, when they finally launch their move to amend the Constitution on last Saturday, it's gained so much momentum. We have got to counter this with the grassroots, and this will be a test of what you can do out there. So take action now. Every local TV and radio station, call information for your local AP office. Call them, send it to them, fax it, email it to them, and call and say, did you get it? You know, don't you think this is newsworthy? You know, his group comes out and pushes this, you give them total attention. Are you going to talk about this move? And I'm a very serious person. You know, I've done the things I've said I'd do. We've defeated legislation federally and at the state level and been credited with it. We've built a huge memorial church for those that died at Waco and other things. We built veterans' new houses, you know, here in Austin, Texas. And when I set out to do something, we do it. And we're going to affect change here. And we're going to move against Arnold. In the last 3 years, I've done over 1,700 radio interviews now, dozens of TV interviews on other key subjects like 9/11 and Patriot Act. And I'm going to continue to cover those issues, but I'm also going to incorporate the fight against Arnold Schwarzenegger into that fight. That's what I'm going to do. And I've put literally 18 hours yesterday into this fight, and I'm going to do it again today, and we're going to launch this baby, but it has almost no power until you give it power, until you breathe life into it, until you join us in this fight. So rise up, stand up against this affront, a foreigner to be our president, to amend our Constitution. Four bills in Congress to do it. This is serious. All right, let's go back to the calls. Holland in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
Tell you, I'm concerned about this Arnold for president thing also. I think it will fly in spite of what the congressman just said. Over on the other side of things with this illegal immigration, I checked amongst my colleagues here, and about 80% will voice an opinion that they're against this illegal immigration. But about 90% of them that I talked to also voted for Bush. And they look at this move that he's making right now as a solving of that problem.
Well, they'll also make an excuse that, oh, well, if it slips through in a pork barrel package,
right,
in government spending bills, it won't be our fault.
That's true. And so that's what we're kind of...
And you're right. They're building the problem with, oh, you cut your finger off. Here, let's hack your arm off. That'll fix the problem. Oh, you stubbed your toe. Here, let's cut your political head off. Let's just get rid of the borders completely.
Could I go to another subject just for a second?
Sure.
All right, with regards to the actions of the United States troops in Iraq, with, you know, as far as, you know, killing civilians and that sort of thing, you know, that's really no surprise to me. I'm an unreconstructed person here in Virginia. And, you know, during the late war between the states, this happened all over the state of Virginia in particular. People were killed, looted, pillaged, burned, you know.
Sir, yeah. There are tombstones, yeah, in Teague, Texas.
Yeah.
And then in Fairfield, in another family cemetery,
right,
where it says killed, hung, raped, and murdered by Union troops.
Yes, sir. And what I'm saying here is, this is a preview, as far as I can tell, over there right now in Iraq and maybe in Afghanistan, too. Anywhere we got these troops on the battle line like that, there's a potential there for these people at a certain point in time to do this all over again to their own comrades right here in this country. And, you know,
I know this. Those troops are coming back, and 80% of the new police are military, and a lot of the troops aren't psychopaths,
yeah,
you know, that cheer when they kill children. But some of them are, and they're going to be cops on the streets who've had psychotic breaks.
Yeah, I understand that, too. Now, one thing that concerns me a little bit here now, and I'm going to get on maybe to a touchy subject, and that would be with Mr. Skousen. He has written a constitution. I don't know if you've actually taken the time to go to his site and look at that or not, but... Say, for example, if this situation gets down to where this government fails and we are looking at an anarchy and then we have to overcome that through sheer determination and we want to reestablish a republican form of government, it looks to me like he's going to, and maybe some other folks are going to try to take us in a slightly different direction than what the founders, who we feel here in Virginia, were inspired of God to set up. What are your thoughts on that?
I haven't read it, but I'll check it out. Thanks for the call. More calls coming up. ArnoldExposed.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels. Increased libido, which helps prevent impotence. Relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort. Helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get back to your calls and a bunch of other news, but I'm going to be honest with you. Schwarzenegger is legendary in Hollywood with all his big heavy hitters for going after folks in different ways that go after him. But I don't care. I love this country, and I'm not going to have somebody who says they want to be a dictator and who says they admire Hitler and who campaigns openly for no Nazis. Hanging out with him just a few years ago, we got Reuters photos of that, of him over in Austria with Waldheim at the government. They're at their parliament. I'm standing up against him, and I know we got the people on our side. And go to arnoldexposed.com and donate to us. We can run these radio and TV ads in select areas. And to counter what his minions are off doing with this Amend for Arnold movement that's been given total media attention. Let's see if the media gives us attention. Let's see what happens. Regardless, we're moving forward with this. And if you don't have a computer and you want to mail a check, just write it to Alex Jones. And in the comment section, the memo section, say, for the fight against Arnold, for the fight to save Article 2, Section 5, Clause 5, whatever, just say it's for that, and it'll go right into an account. It'll be marked right in there on a sheet to be spent on this, 100% of it. And I'm giving $2,000 to whoever comes up in the next month with the best TV ad that you can make, 30 or 60 seconds, $1,000 for the best radio ad. And that radio ad will air here, by the way. It'll air in Austin and California and other areas. I guarantee you that'll be the first thing that we start putting out after we get it. Now, before that even happens, though, I'm going to produce a quick radio ad and a quick 30-second TV commercial that will air in Austin. That's going to be the next week or so. I've just got to go out and produce it and not sleep as I normally do and just burn it at both ends for this country's future. I know key areas that need to be fought, folks, and I know Arnold Schwarzenegger is precious to them. He is so important to the fact that they've spun and lied and twisted and ignored. Imagine another politician saying, I admire Hitler, I want to be a dictator. It's incredible. Openly in front of witnesses, calling black people horrible names, all the groping, all the sexual harassment, all of it. Let me just read our press release and we'll go straight to your calls and get into a bunch of national ID card, national draft news. There's so much of it. No Arnold for President, national movement launched to stop Arnold Schwarzenegger and his political operatives from destroying the U.S. Constitution, because in a con, they can change it all. Americans Against Arnold is strongly opposed to amending Article 2, Clause 5 of the U.S. Constitution that bars the foreign-born from seeking the presidency. But not just the foreign-born, we're especially against Arnold Schwarzenegger. High-level political operatives from Arnold Schwarzenegger's gubernatorial campaign have commenced a media blitzkrieg propagandizing for the change in the Constitution so Arnold could run for president. Arnold has said for decades that he wants to amend the Constitution so he can be president. Now, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, Senator Orrin Hatch, and others have introduced legislation known in Congress as Arnold Bills. You just heard Congressman Tancredo last hour talk about that, to give Schwarzenegger what he wants. This has been an obvious, well-focused campaign to mold public opinion in favor of amending the Constitution for Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold has publicly stated that he's been dreaming of being a dictator. Americans Against Arnold founder Alex Jones says Arnold already is running for president. His operatives have been dominating the airwaves despite the fact that in major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans don't want to change the Constitution so he can be president. This narcissistic megalomaniac would have control over the nuclear launch codes if he were president. Just think about that. From defending known Nazi Kirk Waldheim, using illegal drugs and sexually harassing women, I've never heard of a politician coated in this much slime. Americans Against Arnold has launched a counteroffensive that represents the American people's views, the Founding Fathers' warnings, and the U.S. Constitution. Who that means, we will be running radio and television commercials in select areas of the country to raise public awareness to the real nature of Arnold Schwarzenegger and the clear and present danger he represents to American sovereignty. Make no mistake, Arnold and his minions intend for him to run in 08. Congressman Rohrabacher told the San Jose Mercury News November 3rd that the Republican leadership believes Arnold has turned the tide and that they want him for president when Bush is done. We beg the media to go to ArnoldExposed.com and look at all the well-respected publications that have chronicled Arnold's frightening activities. We sincerely hope that they will interview the founder of Americans Against Arnold and give us equal time to this important issue. All we've seen from the last month is the glossy media presentation of how great Arnold is and what a great idea it would be to amend the Constitution. Americans Against Arnold founder Alex Jones is a documentary filmmaker, a national radio host, who has been researching Arnold Schwarzenegger for years. He has done thousands of interviews on radio and television in the United States and internationally. To set up an interview with Alex Jones, please call 512-291-5750 or email us at media@arnoldexposed.com. Let's go back to the calls. John in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead. Put him on hold. Get him to turn his radio off, please. We'll go back to him in a second. Thank you. Ed in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hello.
We can make this a little bit more fun. I heard, like, over 2 years ago on a Jay Leno show, Jesse DeBody Ventura saying that him and his buddy were going to run for president and vice president. So there you got two steroid freaks out there.
Well, again, steroids, admittedly, in the inserts for it, says that it causes delusions of grandeur and even light use, and heavy use can cause a permanent psychotic narcissistic break.
I remember when he was a wrestler. He was a real nut job. And
well, this is a globalist joke on us. See, this is how decadent we've got when we get the basic facsimile of gladiator kings. But Ventura's nothing. I mean, he was a Special Forces Green Beret, and then, of course, Navy SEAL. But, you know, I don't think Ventura's as bad. He went on Jay Leno. I got the audio of this. It was emailed to me. I heard about it. It was in the news. I never saw the video. And he said, let me tell you, 9/11's a lie. Everything we've been told a lie. I lost a lot of friends in Vietnam, and it was a lie. And he started freaking out on air. So he's a little too unstable for him, and I think he has some conscience. You know, he's a real tough guy. Arnold is a megalomaniacal, I mean, the guy, according to Premier Magazine, and he never went after him over this. It talked about just the most amazing stuff happening, where they'd open a movie trailer and he'd be, you know, doing something with a woman and just make a joke about it, or somebody wouldn't be good looking on the set and he'd go, get down on your knees, you're a dog, an ugly dog, say it, and make them get on their knees and say, I'm an ugly dog. And it just, it's, it, I mean, he, and all these quotes about, I look down on little helpless people waiting. I want the power, leader. You know, I want to be worshipped as Jesus. I mean, these are in major magazines. I mean, this is him saying it.
Maybe people could keep an eye on Jesse Ventura now, too. You know, to
well, he's getting his proper training now at Harvard. He's got a residency there.
Hey, Alex, on the 29th of November, Pennsylvania here, we'll have a million hunters going out for rifle season for deer. That's a pretty interesting number there, I figure. Just throw that in.
Yeah, there's 200 and something million gun owners, 450 million guns made in the last 100 years, they call it new manufacture, hundreds of millions of rounds of ammo. You'll never get our guns. Thanks for the call. You have failed. You will fail New World Order. Let's go back to John in Arizona. John, you there now?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I got to say, if any American would want to run, I don't know why, but let's just hypothetically say they want to run for a president or a dictatorship, let's say, in another country, you know that would never fly. So why should we allow it as an American people here?
It's a joke, and it's not like it's some British guy who moved here when he was five and is a big conservative, and, you know, then you might think about it. But a guy who says, I want to be a dictator, I love Hitler, I campaigned for Nazis, my daddy was a Nazi, it's a joke!
You know,
who runs around calling people the N-word?
We had Bush said it in 2000 that he wants to be a dictator. Now this guy, I mean, how blind can people be?
I guess if you want to be able to be a big governor or a president, you got to say, I want to be a dictator.
You know, I have a question. Have you ever read that book by Curtis B. Dahl? It's called FDR, My Exploited Father-in-Law. Have you ever heard about that book?
Yes.
So you're familiar with it?
Yes.
Okay, because it's out of print, and it's hard to get a hold of. I found it on the net. I was just going to say, people need to read that book because it's everything that's happening now is being implemented, here, even from the Woodrow administration.
No, I hear you.
You know, and I don't know. And this national ID chip card, oh, God. That's. What do you think? Because you're a Christian. Am I correct?
Yes,
on that?
I am.
Okay. Now, don't you think...
Unlike Arnold, who, in Education of a Bodybuilder, badmouthed Jesus Christ and said how, well, Jesus is bad. In fact, I've been looking for that book. I even read that years ago because I used to be really into weightlifting. And I was reading it, and I liked Arnold before that. And that was the first thing I was offended by. I mean, this is like 15 years ago, folks, and I'm going from memory on this, but, you know, I've got something I've read. A lot of times I have a photographic memory on it, and he's like, you know, a lot of people thank God for good things that happen to them. A lot of people thank Jesus. Well, I don't believe in Jesus. I believe in myself because I do it all for myself. I don't thank God for it.
Well, I thank you, Alex. I got to get going because I'm at work here, but you have a good one. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to go buy that book again today because I can't find it. I've read thousands of books. Well, that's not true. I probably read 500, 600 books in the last 10 years. Oh, man. Oh, by the way, let me just tell the great folks running the show, the best place to find this clip where Bush said he wants to be dictator, that's in the trailer of American Dictators, and on the side, it's the trailer where we put Bush's and Kerry's heads on the skeletons and they're dancing around. We've got the clips where they say it on TV, just raw, but... on Infowars.com, down there on the, I think it's the left-hand bottom side, it shows Bush and Kerry, that's the banner with their heads stuck on skeletons, to Skull and Bones. And if you click on that, that's part of the trailer to American Dictators. It's got them making the comments about Skull and Bones on Meet the Press, both of them. But then it also has Bush saying, if this was a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. I want folks to hear that, so that's how you find it. Go watch that on the site, but also if you can... grab that for me, and I'm going to play that here in a few minutes. That's a good point. Is that a prerequisite? You've got to say, I'd like to be a dictator. I always dreamed of powerful people like dictators. I was dreaming of being a dictator or something. someone who's remembered for thousands of years like Jesus. I want to be worshipped like Jesus. I mean, these are the quotes. Ah, blacks, if you give them a concert, they'll run it down the tubes. And then big interviews for Esquire and stuff where he's going, you know, I love a succulent, blah, blah, blah. I want to, oh, the orgy was so big and delicious. All five of us piled onto her. I mean, it was just stuff I can't even, and all the porno pictures. We found several admitted ones, and then he's got the private Robert Mapplethorpe. You know, also in that private collection is the crucifix and the urine and things we can't mention here on the air, all the love stuff. Arnold's part of the private collection. He's quite renowned. I mean, is this a Twilight Zone episode? Is this the Outer Limits? I mean, am I going to wake up from a dream? I keep thinking I am, literally. I was sitting around this weekend with my wife at the dinner table, and he's like, man, it's like it's a bad dream. It's like it's not real. She goes, are we going to what? She was like, it's surreal. And I go, I know. I know all of it is. I mean, Gonzalez says he Bush is above the law and torture is good. And they got Orrin Hatch out there running around for open borders. And they got Bush defending Senator Specter, who's for abortion, after Republicans put him in office. I mean, it's just and national ID cards and forced drugging and psychological testing of all the children they're trying to pass. And I was there at the Republican convention, like 20 feet behind the presidential box with George Herbert Walker Bush and Barbara Bush and right by him, Maria Shriver Schwarzenegger and Arnold's four kids. And I'm there with a video camera, and I've been in there, you know, my film crew doing interviews, and I'm just watching Arnold speak, and we will not falter, we will not waver. Actual, somebody else back in the 30s, that was one of his taglines. I'm watching this, and I'm sitting there. And I look over, and there's old women crying, and people going, oh, well, Arnold's speaking. And I'm going, don't they know he's for abortion and open borders? Don't they know he said bad things about Jesus? Don't they know? They don't care. They don't care. They love it. They love it. Huh. Man, you talk about great delusion. I'm telling you, folks, there's this black hole of wickedness spinning around Arnold, whose name really means darkness of the darkness. I mean, imagine how the last man that means that. Mark my words, if we don't fight this, President No 8 guaranteed by 012. And why is that important? Because they can only run him against Hillary. Only way he'll win. So you'll get a choice between him and Hillary. So by doing this, you're going to knock out Hillary as well. She'll only be run, she's all in on it, like Kerry, she'll only be run as a ringer to get Arnold in. Guaranteed. And we have it from Rohrabacher. The Republican leadership wants Arnold. Karl Rove is his advisor, San Francisco Chronicle. And it fits the Rove model. They're out pushing the agenda, pushing for it to happen like Amnesty or Patriot Act 2. And when you ask them about it, oh no, the president isn't for that. The president isn't for amnesty. Well, he just gave a speech. Well, when you criticize us, he isn't for us. If you're for it, yes, he's for it. It's that you heard Tancredo. This is the Rove signature, the whole Arnold thing, and he's got George Shultz behind him, Jacob Rothschild behind him, Warren Buffett behind him. You better take this serious. You know, Arnold only got 48% of the votes. He didn't even get a majority to win because they did that three-way race in California. And he lost on almost all the machines by an even greater number. Actually lost, unless it was Diebold, but over a third of the state had Diebold. And so, hey, so what? A very questionable system with the owner of Diebold saying he's committed to giving all the votes to Republicans. So are you starting to get the picture here? Go to ArnoldExposed.com. Go to the media section. Get our press release. Email it out to every Associated Press, whether you're in Wisconsin or West Virginia, or Texas, or Florida, or New York, or New Jersey, or California, or Oregon, or Washington, or Montana. We got to make sure this gets out on some AP wire. Some AP chief will let this out on the wire, and then we can really get it rolling. Or target Reuters, target Bloomberg. We're going to pay to have it put out on PR wire. That's a couple $1,000. That's why we need donations, to get our press release out on the PR wire. That goes out to everybody. We need your help. Do it now. Email your whole email list. Pick 10, 15 media institutions. Email them all. We got to get this ball rolling. This is how it's done. This is how we fight Patriot Act. This is how we fight open borders. We pick these key issues, you blitz them, and we defeat their blitzkrieg. You got to fight lightning war with lightning war. We've got to kick the Auslander out of our Reich. Go back to your Reich. Go back to your homeland, Arnold. Get out of here! He's on the Austrian stance. He campaigns in a bunch of their elections. He's over there all the time. He said he might become president of Austria someday if he can't do it here. He kept his dual citizenship in Austria. We'll come back, take calls, and get into the national ID card. Latest news there. Dollar hits new low. Government looking at military draft. Russia developing new nuclear weapons. Oh, our little buddies. Underwriter Labs that went out and said the steel couldn't have melted. They fired their head guy after he released that. Iraqis call for boycott of fake elections. There is so much coming up. But go to ArnoldExposed.com and donate on the PayPal link or write to me and give us a healthy donation. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart piece by piece and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Vance in Georgia. Vance, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you. I got to tell you, I do a morning radio show, and it's on a country music station. I try to bring up important things like, you know, little polls take surveys. Like, I brought up the black boxes, the big story that came out last week and or earlier this week.
And again, it's going to be the law that all cars have to have black boxes where the feds track you.
Yeah, and everybody is I mean, 99% against it. The same with Schwarzenegger. But what I'm getting from people, the feeling you get is, well, they're going to do it anyway. There ain't nothing we can do. It's so hard to make people understand that you do have a choice. You do have a voice, but nobody wants to see that. They look at it, oh, yeah, it's a big, bad government there. You know, they're going to do this to us. They're going to do that to us.
In a major poll, 98.2% are against me. But I'll go with the big USA Today poll, you know, 80%. I mean, it's just, but they don't care, do they? It's all positive on the news. So shouldn't they give my movement attention?
Well, look, they should. I mean, but look how the media is treating Arlen Specter. Look how conservatives are treating him. Before it was like, oh, he'll never get in. But now that it looks like he's going to get in, they're saying, oh, well, maybe he's not that bad. Peggy Noonan had a big article today. Oh, just be quiet about it. Just give the conservatives time to rest. The truth will win. The light will shine. Arlen's not a bad guy. I don't understand this. And if you talk to any neocon about anything, what about the open borders? What about Iraq? What about this and this and this? They say they completely changed the subject. Like, I heard...
Well, no, Kerry's going to get you. I guess you're with Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah. I heard Janine Garofalo on with the Hannity guy the other day, because I guess I just like to upset myself and listen to him sometimes. And she's a big liberal, but some of the stuff she was saying about the Iraq War was true, because I think both sides mix truth in there about the other side.
Yeah, that's how they control us, is having both sides being controlled.
And he would go off on some other complete subject, like, I can't believe the way the people in Iraq are getting treated. He's, oh, so you think Saddam Hussein's good? You think America's bad? It has to be one or the other. There can't be, it's got to be, oh, you think America's bad, or you think Saddam Hussein was good. And
well, I hope tomorrow morning you'll plug ArnoldExposed.com.
Oh, you got it. I will, buddy. No problem, because I want people to see the real Arnold Schwarzenegger. I want people to see the real government for what it is. I mean, everybody's given Specter a pass. They gave Gonzalez a pass. Nobody seems to be worried that these guys are pro-abortion, that they're pro-immigration.
Yeah, look what Bush is doing. He's putting in all total pro-abort people, gun grabbers, open border promoters. I mean...
But you talk to Christians about it, and they're like, oh, well, it's God's will. Bush has a reason for doing this. He's anointed
by God.
No, I know.
I had a friend last night. I saw the TV station. He was getting in my face, and I was listening. He goes, I don't care. I don't care. You're a liberal. You're a liberal. And I'm going, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's almost an unwinnable argument, because it's like these people are on some kind of neocon drug, because they will not listen to anything other than Bush is great. Let's worship Caesar.
Well, I mean, the Bible says a great delusion comes upon them.
And it's happening.
I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he admires Hitler and wants to be a dictator and calls black people the N-word in public. And, oh, that's okay. That's okay.
That's his past. That's okay.
His past? He's hanging out with Voltheim on we got photos of him a year ago with him.
Yeah, people just don't realize. People don't pay attention to anything other than what they want to see. And that's the problem with America now. Everybody's asleep. Everybody thinks, okay, good, Bush won. Don't worry about anything else. We'll just let it go now. It's going to be
great.
And
now Arnold's already running. I mean, it's obvious. He's already running it for the 08 campaign.
Oh, and they're saying they wouldn't even, they said, no, I've had conservative friends. I have a guy that works for a talk station, and he says, no, there's no way I would vote for Schwarzenegger, even if he ran against Hillary Clinton. But you know what? In 4 years, that's going to change. There's going to be such a frenzy worked up. Of course people are going to vote for Schwarzenegger over Hillary Clinton. People that have no brain, I mean, if you had a brain, you wouldn't vote for either one of them. But you know what? There's still going to be a two-party
system. The New World Order would fail if she got elected, because people would wake up. They'll never put her in.
That's true.
She is so bad, there's no way. And again, folks, this is Machiavellian Worldview Politics. Tell folks about your station.
Oh, I work for WDEN Radio in Macon. It's a country music station. So we talk about as much as we can to let people know what's going on out there, as much as I can get away with.
Plug your frequency.
99.1.
All right, we'll be back. Stay with us.